Hey Ravens fans, I am Ryan Mink, and I am joined by Ravens wide receiver and 7th round pick Michael Campanera, the local boy right here, the local product. Michael, talk about what your draft experience was like.
It was a very stressful but fun event. I had a lot of family and friends come down. I was in Miami with my agent, and we were just waiting, and we waited all day Saturday. And I definitely thought Baltimore was a place I could be. And then once they were out of picks, you know, I figured that that was it for Baltimore. But they traded back in the 7th round and got me. So it was very exciting.
Right. And you're saying that some people weren't really high on the Ravens when it didn't look like they were going to take you.
Yeah, well, the room was filled with a lot of Ravens fans. And my girlfriend is a huge Raven fan. So she wasn't too happy with the Ravens when they didn't have any more picks. So she was kind of talking some junk. But once they traded back in, she was very excited.
She was back on board at that point.
On board.
So just, I mean, what is it like being, you know, playing that you played high school football here and then going back to play for your hometown team? I mean, how much more special does that make it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just, it's fun being back home. You know, play college ball in Carolina. So it's just great being back home. I mean, I grew up, playing in Ravens Stadium in high school and, going to tons of Ravens games, just watching, some of the greats. So now just getting a chance to put that helmet on, put the jersey on, be here, and working with the guys is very exciting.
I saw a picture of you in youth football wearing a Ravens jersey. Can you explain that one?
Yeah, I play for the Columbia Ravens in youth ball. So I got a chance to play at Ravens Stadium in youth ball as well.
Right.
So, that was pretty funny. Well, our league championship was played in the stadium. Uh-huh. So that was a pretty funny picture.
Right. And talk about your River Hill days and just kind of, you know, going back and playing in front of those fans and what that was like, kind of winning a state championship in Maryland and I believe in M&T Bank, right?
Yeah, we won two, lost one there and won two there. So have a lot of history over there in that stadium, but it's great just being back home and playing in front of so many people who supported me. You know, when I was young and growing up and playing ball. So it's definitely exciting.
And what do you feel like you're going to bring to the Ravens, you know, as a wide receiver and as also a special teams guy?
Right now, I mean, I'm just learning. I'm picking up on the offense. I'm, you know, watching some of the older guys. It's great to have guys like Steve Smith and Torrey Smith and Jacoby to just watch and see how they do things. So I'm just going to work hard and any way I can contribute to the team, I'm going to, you know, push guys and compete and just help the team out any way I can.
Right. And lastly, you said you kind of watched the Ravens growing up. Who was really your favorite guy? Who'd you keep an eye on? Is it Ray Lewis, or since you're an offensive guy, were you watching some of the offensive players?
I was a big Ed Reed fan. I loved watching Ed Reed just because he might as well have been on offense because he was a ball hawk, always taking interceptions to the house. So he was probably my favorite Raven growing up.
All right, well, there you go. You'll get your hands on a few balls, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it, man.